بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. زيد ابن الحسن ابن علي بن أبي طالب، known as زين العابدين، the most beautiful, the most decorated of servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People used to come to him and complain to him, listen, you are the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we don't see you spending, we don't see you giving, we don't see you being as generous as he used to. And he used to just smile at them and say, thank you for the advice, jazakumullah khayran for the advice. Now interestingly, nobody knew the extent of his giving, the extent of his care for others, until after the moment he passed away. Now what happened is, there were people, poor people in Medina, that used to get all of this, you know, rice and sha'ir and just food brought to their house late at night. Nobody ever knew who was bringing this food, and nobody ever thought it would be this individual that we are talking about. Nobody assumed, nobody ever thought of that. But one day when he passed, the day he passed away, everything stopped. A night, two nights, three nights after his passing, everything stopped coming. And not only that, when they were washing his body, they saw marks on his back of, again, the pressure of holding everything on his body when he was, again, taking this stuff, delivering it to the poor. The marks themselves marked and served as a memorable moment for all of us, and a hint at the fact that he was the individual that was giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many individuals out there. We may not see them publicly doing good. We may not see them publicly doing much and committing much. But in their private time, on their own, they're continuously serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're hiding it from others so that it becomes sincere between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran throughout, the importance of spending publicly and secretly. But again, as the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ shows, that it's a beautiful act. And again, it's closer to sincerity to serve others, not for the sake of publicly known or being recognized, but to do it sincerely for the sake of Allah, between you and the individual you're giving, only knowing that. And even better than that, is nobody else knowing at all about the good that you do. So this Ramadan, make it a habit to do something good for somebody, but nobody else knows about it, not even the individual that's getting it. Do something good anonymously. Enjoy Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live and implement the sunan of the tabi'een, the sahabas, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.